Hey, it's Johnny Jet. Welcome back to my podcast. If you're not a subscriber, please click the button below. Today we have Sidi Lazir, who is coming to you, to us from Israel. Are you in Tel Aviv?
Just outside.
Okay, but he's South African. He travels all over the world. How many miles do you think you've flown in your life?
I did it. I started calculating it actually because of you. You were probably the first blogger that I ever came across.
That's cool.
I've definitely gone over 800,000, but I don't
800,000
have
this year?
No way.
You've definitely
this
done more
year
than
is
I see at different conferences, and you're traveling halfway around the world often. So you're
that
well.
is true. No, in life that this year no. This year I'm only at about 85, or maybe the last trip put me over 90 this year.
Well, that's a lot, especially during COVID times. But today we're here to talk about you work for a very interesting company called Blue Ribbon Bags. And, you know, unless you've been living under a rock, you've seen all the horror images of these huge piles of bags at airports like Heathrow and Amsterdam and even Dallas. People are losing bags. More and more people are traveling. The airlines are short-staffed with pilots, but also baggage handlers. And it's gotten so bad that Iceland Air actually started flying their own baggage handlers on their flights to Amsterdam. And Delta this past week just flew an empty A330 from London to Detroit with 1,000 bags of their customers so they could sort out in Detroit and then distribute to them all around the world. And that's how bad it's gotten. So, you know, I just wrote a post on how to, you know, how not to lose your bags, which is number one, the best way is to do carry on only. But for people who have to check a bag like I do now, since I have a 3-year, almost 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, it's impossible. And I know a lot of people have to check bags, and there are ways around it. And actually with this new service by Blue Ribbon Bags, you actually might want to lose your bag. I mean, so tell me about the service. I mean, it sounds too good to be true. For $5, you get insurance for, what is it, up to $1,500?
For $5, you get our service, right? So we are a crisis concierge service.
Okay.
You can have your travel insurance, you can have your airline, your European Union compensations, your credit card throws you whatever money they give you per day or maximum or whatever for delayed luggage. All that stuff is great. But we are out there to actually find your bag. Firstly, work out where it is. Secondly, communicate to you what the plan of action is for your bag, what flight it's meant to come on, what time that flight is coming. Maybe that forwarding flight has changed. Maybe there is no information at all whatsoever, which unfortunately at the moment there's a lot more of that than usual. And I'll get to the reasoning behind that, why people are literally up in arms and saying, where in the world is my bag? I'll get to that in a moment. We are very, very certain about our ability to find bags and to guarantee them at the destination in a maximum of 96 hours. If the bag is not at the original destination airport in 96 hours, we pay $1,000 per bag, no matter what the contents of the bag are, no matter whether you've got pictures, receipts, whatever. We don't get involved in that. We've got a job to do with a guarantee. So it's $5 for your entire trip, and you're a subscriber to our service for that trip, and we've got a guarantee to get that bag to you.
So how does it work? I mean, do I just go onto your website? Do I go on the app and then say, here's my $5? Do you put a tracking device in it? Do you have to do it far in advance?
You can buy the Blue Ribbon Bag service on blueribbonbags.com. On the top, there's a button that says purchase. You can buy it until 1 minute before the first flight of your trip departs.
Wow.
Okay? You cannot buy us in the middle of a trip. You have to be a subscriber before your trip starts. Why? Because we cover your entire trip. So if you flew from Miami to New York, bag doesn't arrive, you're reported to the airline, you notify Blue Ribbon Bags, we find your bag for you carry on. Now, 3 days later, you're flying from New York to Frankfurt, you arrive there again, bad luck, no bag. You report to the airline, you notify us immediately with a copy of that report, we find your bag for you again. It is 2022 July. There's a very high chance to be flying from Frankfurt back to New York a week later that you're going to land in New York with no bag again. Report to us again after you get that report to the airport. We cover your entire trip. We provide the service for your entire trip. Once upon a time, when a person kept on losing their bag every single step of the way, it would raise a couple of eyebrows at Blue Ribbon Bags because we were saying, well, wow, this person's got bad luck. In July of 2022, it's happened every other day that people are reporting their bag missing every single step of the way. And why is this happening? You touched on it a moment ago, Johnny, about shortage of pilots, shortage of ground handlers, Icelandair flying their own staff, Delta flying that aircraft over there. Something that a lot of people don't know is that the airline industry, when it comes to management of luggage, it's not like people think when they see these videos of these massive logistics warehouses of automated bags being taken photos from all the directions and barcode automated scannings and little things being kicked to the side. And how is it that my package arrived from Manhattan to LA overnight on time by 8 a.m.? The airline industry definitely has a very, very significant amount of automation, but a lot of it is very, very manual. If you've ever sat on the side of the plane near where they're loading bags on, you will see that there are people scanning bags with a handheld barcode scanner. And a big part of that is the bag may arrive at the destination airport, may even have a barcode scanner. But if your bag is a delayed bag, that bag will wait until somebody actually walks around and starts matching up the delayed bag tag, which is referred to as a rush tag. If you've ever had a delayed bag, it's usually red with like lines in it, might even be handwritten in many cases, and has to match it up. Now, I had a personal situation in Miami and New York just last month, had a situation in May in Lisbon. I had a situation at the beginning of June in London. That Blue Ribbon Bags told me my bag had landed, guaranteed to me it landed. I actually had a meeting at Heathrow Airport. I'm just on the other side of the runway. So I went early and I went to the airport and I came with my report to security and I said, hi, my bag is here. It landed an hour ago. The guy says to me, how do you know? I'm telling you, my bag's definitely here. And I came in and dinkum, there was my bag sitting next to the carousel. I took it. I was very decent. I went to the counter and said, hey guys, you can close out this file. And I took my bag with me to the meeting. It was to do with luggage, so it wasn't surprising that I came with a duffel bag to the meeting. But so much of what's going on is manual. What Blue Ribbon Bags does is a lot of what we do is definitely electronic. We're not making phone calls all day long to airports. But there is a certain part of what we do that we need to actually phone for physical verification. Sometimes it's an electronic message, but at the end of the day, we want to find bags and we want to get them to the customer very, very quickly to that destination airport and give them information. Is your bag here? Is it not here? Are you going shopping? Is it coming on Wednesday? Is it coming tomorrow morning? Even bad information, i.e., your bag's only arriving on Friday, is better than we have no clue when your bag's coming. At least you can make a decision. Okay, so it's coming on Friday. I'm going to have to buy clothes for 3 days. Or no one has a clue where my bag is. I better go shopping now.
So do you guarantee it to get to the airport or do you bring it to the doorstep too?
No, we guarantee it to the airport.
Okay.
Okay, we do not deal with ground delivery. Unfortunately, due to a few factors, one is very often the addresses entered into the systems are unreliable. Partially, passenger might be very tired after a flight, misunderstanding, language barriers, etc. Secondly, many, many people actually just want to pick up their bag. They do not want to wait for delivery. Delivery times are extremely long at the moment. And so we have never dealt with ground handling to people's homes. We get it to the destination airports. But the advantage to us is that we work with every single IATA or ICAO registered airline, and every single commercial airport in the world.
Wow. So what if, so let's say my bag was lost, but you say, okay, we now know it's at Heathrow, but there's a huge pile of bags. How am I supposed to find it? Because the guy behind the counter or the woman behind the counter is going to be like, good luck. I mean, do you have a certain location where they are, or you just say, we know it's in the airport?
Unfortunately, not all airports connect their carousel numbering to the luggage movement systems. Some do, some it's wonderful, but most of them not. But if it's within a day or two, usually even 3 or 4 days, the airline will be able to tell you at the actual airport that flight was offloaded onto carousel such and such. I know this personally. I sent a person to an airport in the Middle East just last week, and they said to me, where am I going to look for it? I said it was Friday, today's Sunday. Just tell them it came in on flight such and such. There's a very high chance they'll be able to tell you the carousel number, and they did. And the guy said to me, it was just literally sitting right there. You're a king. It's my daughter's wedding tonight. Thank you so much, because I know people that still don't even know where their bags are.
Well,
So at the moment, we're actually very often suggesting to people just go pick up your bag. But first, they need to know, did it arrive or not?
right. So, do you recommend people dropping an AirTag or a smart tag in their bag or Tile tracking device, which
You
everyone's
know,
recommending these days,
I
including myself?
as I told you before, that I definitely fly with certain airlines very often. And for the fun of it, I always look inside the system and sit inside the system, inside the app, and see is my bag on board or not. Certain people definitely want to use GPS kind of locators. Some of them are brilliant. I can't recommend any specific ones. I personally don't actually have an iPhone. I've got an Android, and so I haven't really played around with different types of GPSs that much. The thing is that some of them have got very, very good reception and some do not. For a peace of mind perspective, and to know where it is, and in this day and age, and the ease of purchasing or the ease of use, I wouldn't say no, but that tile or that tag, whatever, isn't going to grow legs. So you will know where your bag is. You might even have some good information about where it is, but the ability to affect the bag's movement, that tag is not going to help you. But at the end of the day, it's a peace of mind product. The person feels that that's really what they want. I honestly, if you're looking for peace of mind, I've got some other suggestions about how to reduce your bag from disappearing off the face of the earth. The one that I tell a lot of people is don't check in a hard-sided black suitcase. It is the most common type of a suitcase in the world. Okay. It is a 22BW type. That's what it's called in the airline industry. It is almost regarded as the default bag type. If your bag is missing, you don't want to be the black hard one. You want to be the green one.
Yeah, I've been telling people to have a unique bag. I actually create my own, design my own with Roam. You can have all different colors, and so mine can't be lost like that. But so back to, you pay $5. It's just $5, and if it's after 96 hours, you'll send them $1,000.
Correct. At 96 hours, that bag now goes into the verification process. Was it really not there or not? It is sometimes immediate that it's very, very clear that that bag is gone.
But what if
And
it
then
shows up 100 hours later? Do they still get the $1,000?
yes, there are very often situations where we know where the bag is. We even know what flight number it's on. We even know what time it's landing. We even have confirmation that it's definitely on board the aircraft, but it's landing at hour it's landing at hour 104.
Well, so then you still get the $1,000.
Is what it is.
And even on like remote destinations, you said every airport in the world. So even like Bora Bora, which, there's not a lot of flights going in and out. So.
Nope, that definitely makes it trickier for us. But as funny as you're using Bora Bora as a remote location, let me give you a more trickier location.
St. Helena.
Family friend with a family of six flying with an airline from Cape Town to San Diego. They were all entitled to check in two bags. 12 suitcases checked in. 12 suitcases were not even loaded on that original flight from Cape Town. San Diego, Cape Town, right? You can connect them somehow or another. We fought very, very hard to get those bags onto a different airline. Obviously, you know, it costs the original airline more money, and there's all what's called prorating, which is the whole process of who pays for it and whose fault is it and whatnot. Those bags landed in San Diego at hour 93.
Well, I was gonna say, because a flight from, trying to connect from Cape Town to San Diego has got to be, at least 30 something hours if you're doing it fast.
If you're doing it fast, and they were doing it Cape Town to somewhere in Central Africa,
Wow.
you to Dublin, they were doing that. They were
I
saving
see.
money.
Gotcha. I know what airline you're flying. They're flying. Well, that's impressive. So, and they also, not only is it, you can also pay $10. Is it for 1500? Where are my notes?
Yeah, $10 will give you our diamond service, and that gives you a $2,000 per bag satisfaction guarantee. So if you paid for our $10 service and you checked in two suitcases and both of them do not arrive at the destination in 96 hours, you would be getting $4,000 from us.
Then you have another one for $15, right?
No, we've got one for $7.50 that gives you $1,500.
Okay.
That's 5, 7.50, and 10. It's a ratio of 1 to 200. We
Okay.
also have an annual service.
How much is that?
That you can, that's $50. It's a subscription for the year. So it's basically 10 times the five. It still gives you the $1,000 satisfaction guarantee, but you don't have to notify us every time you fly. There are people that buy that. I will, Johnny, I'll send you a link to because it's not on our regular website, it's a different website.
Okay.
Because there you don't have to put in an airline and a
Is it
PNR, you just
unlimited
put in a
flights
star
too?
code. Unlimited for the entire 365 days. You don't have to tell us anything. You're just covered for the year by subscription.
I mean, how do you guys, it seems like, how do you make money? Because, you could have 1,000 people paying a $5 and then you get a couple lost bags. You're going
That
to
is
be.
very true, but the majority of Blue Ribbon bags services are actually not sold by themselves. They are bundled into travel agency packages. Into group fares. We've got some major, major clientele in different places in the world that have included us into their service fee. We've got corporate clientele that have made Blue Ribbon bags a mandatory product for every single ticket that is sold. And we've got some very significant online travel agencies and airlines that actually include our service as part of their ticketing process.
Wow.
Because they have very clearly understood that people want someone to talk to. They want someone that'll answer them. They want someone that'll provide them information. And I mean, $5 in many countries in the world is less than a cup of coffee.
Definitely. So, and can you share those airlines or is that confidential?
No, there are airlines. IndiGo Airlines of India
Yep.
actually has a fare and airfare that includes Blue Ribbon bags. Malindo Air, Oman Air, Air Arabia, Air Baltic, SmartLynx, they all sell Blue Ribbon bags and part of the checkout process, as well as a whole slew of online travel agencies. Some sell us ad hoc, like on trip.com. Others, like Kiwi, have bundled us into the baggage fee. So when you buy extra baggage for your trip, it includes Blue Ribbon bags. And then, for example, Flight Centre Australia have us included in what they call their captain's package, which is basically a service package that is added on to booking a trip with Flight Centre, and that includes Blue Ribbon bag service.
Wow. I mean, I would actually like to have my bag lost to get, $1,000,
So it's interesting that you say that because I came to Blue Ribbon Bags as a client. I was actually a client for, I think, 2 years, maybe a bit more, before I started working for the company. And obviously, I bought the service every time and I was hoping that, my bag would get lost. Maybe I'd get some sort of a payout. But actually, there have been times that I've probably had more than $1,000 worth of stuff in my bag. And honestly, we like our own stuff.
Right, of
As much
course.
as I'm not a fancy kind of a person with, fancy clothing and fancy kind of stuff, but even just the hassle of needing to go shopping, whether it's a business trip or whether it's on vacation, or even when I've come back home. I just
Right.
want my stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to know when it's coming, what time is it coming, and that there's somebody else that has got an incentive hanging over their head to move that process for me. And hey, all I paid was $5, and
Right.
they're running around trying to find my bag for me.
It's true. And I should have said, I don't want my main bag stolen or lost, no matter what. But I'm talking like what sometimes I just pack old t-shirts and things to donate. That's the bag I want lost. But so how do you pay people, by the way? Do you send them Venmo, PayPal, credit card?
Yes.
So if I pay with a credit card, you put $1,000 on there, or do you send me a PayPal, or how does that work?
When you report your missing bag to Blue Ribbon Bags, so you can go
Yep.
into blueribbonbags.com and you'll see next to purchase, there's a report missing bag. When you already report your bag missing to us, part of the report to us is asking you to confirm your personal information because, unfortunately, a lot of the airport reports have typos and stuff, and we want to give you the opportunity to provide other email addresses, phone numbers, etc., provide some information. We also give you the opportunity there and then to tell us how you want to be paid, whether you want Alipay, you want PayPal, you want an ACH, Swift. There's a whole
I
long
see.
list over there of payment options. And once the you've been qualified for a payment, which is usually pretty quick, unless there's misinformation that requires clarification, which doesn't happen that often, we will then send you either immediately the payment, if it's matches up with whatever payment process you requested, like Swift or ACH. But if you actually asked for a paper printed out check with a handwritten signature, yes, Johnny, that might take a little bit longer
I
than
gotcha.
immediate because, as you can imagine,
Yeah.
printing out a check in this day and age and having the right person to sign it doesn't happen that second. But there are people that ask for checks, if you can imagine that.
I see. And then, so I assume once your bag goes missing, you have to go right to the baggage office within 4 hours, like most airlines require. I mean, I think airlines are, it varies, but most airlines in the US, you have 4 hours to report that bag, and you got to go do it in the office, in their baggage office at the
I
airport.
suggest to people always, and Blue Ribbon Bags write this on our confirmation of service email. Don't leave the airport without a handwritten or a printed out report with an actual number on it. If they give you a piece of paper that says, "Don't worry about it, we'll call you back later," you are in trouble already. You have to insist on getting a file reference number at the airport, and it's happened to be in Kathmandu. It happened to me even in London at the Queen's Terminal just in April or May. Can't remember exactly that. They made me fill out a report. It's all very nice. It's all nice self-service, and you've got about 10 seconds while that report number appears on the screen, which I quickly took a photo of it because only sometime in the middle of the night did I actually get an email with that report number. So I really tell people, you must get a report number at the airport. That is the red flag. That's what makes the system move. That's what tells everyone in the airline system, this tag number belongs to this person and it is marked as didn't arrive at the destination. We all need to find it.
Gotcha.
So yes, some airlines allow you to phone their call center within 24 hours. Some of them allow you to do it online, but don't waste time. Report immediately at the airport. Let the system move. Your bag could even be on the next flight. They might even tell you at the airport, "Oh, sir, that bag? Just wait. It's on a delayed flight. It's coming to Carousel 2 in 20 minutes. Go get a cup of coffee."
Right. So, and let's say the bag does show up, 90 hours, before the deadline, or even after the deadline. Will the airline still deliver it to your hotel if you want them to? Does it
Yes,
matter?
when you report to an airline,
Yep.
they always ask you for permanent address and temporary address,
Right.
and also ask you when are you at your temporary address until. Vast majority of the airports and airlines in the world or ground handlers will deliver to almost every address that you give them. Once again, if you know exactly when your bag's landing and time is of the essence, you might want to pick it up yourself.
Right. I see. I mean, I've had multiple bags lost, all different airlines, and almost every time they've brought it to my hotel or even my house, I think once. So.
There's also in the US, there are a couple of ground handling tracking websites in the actual USA that one of them is called where'smysuitcase.com. That once your bag lands in the US, you can see when it's scheduled for household delivery. Usually, you can even see a picture of it on your porch for whenever they delivered
Wow,
it
I
at
never even heard
2 a.m.
of it. That's great.
They are subcontracted by, when you go into their website, you'll see the list of the airlines that they work with. And once your bag has actually arrived in the USA, and it is scheduled for delivery, then it'll appear on that website. Until it's scheduled for delivery, it won't appear there.
See, I gotcha.
But that's got nothing to do with me. I'm literally giving this as information for your readers as and viewers. As I said, I've been a Johnny Jet junkie for a very, very long time.
Well, I appreciate that.
I always appreciate the tips that you give, and I think that we're kind of a community, and we need to give each other tips as well.
Definitely, 100%. And one more question before I let you go. So, is there any airport right now that you won't deliver to, like Amsterdam or Heathrow or the Gatwick or Dublin?
Blue Ribbon Bags is providing its service to every single customer, every single airport in the world. Some airports at the moment are certainly more of a challenge than they've been previously. We're not denying service at all to anyone who's reporting on time and notifying us and giving us the information we need. I personally, if you're asking me personally, right now I would rather travel with carry-on.
Definitely. I mean, that's easiest for sure. And I used to do that before I had kids, but now I bring a
Even
U-Haul truck.
without kids, every once in a while you're going to a conference or you're going to multiple engagements,
Right.
and the calculation of doing hotel laundry
Yes.
and stuff like that, you just kind of find yourself forced to checking in a bag. If it's a point-to-point flight and you're going checking in early enough, whatever, maybe your chances are higher, but if you've got a connection, at the moment, connecting bags are quite a
Problems.
challenge for most airports, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree. And also in the wintertime, it's difficult to check, not to check a bag because this clothes are so much more bulky. That's why I always wear a lot of heavy stuff in the wintertime onto the plane.
Yep.
Well, CD, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Where can people find you or the service again?
BlueRibbonBags.com.
And just so it's just the website, not there's no app.
There is no app.
Okay.
There is also a blueribbonbags.com via Johnny Jet, which Johnny will share afterwards.
Yes, I'm going to share my affiliate link.
You can also ask your travel agent. You can look on your favorite online travel agency. Very high chance that you'll find us over there. But remember, you must buy the Blue Ribbon Bag service before your first flight of your trip departs, and we will happily provide our service. Get that report at the airport before you even leave the customs or the arrival area. Let the airline system start working and notify us within 24 hours. We only have 96 hours, so notify us as quickly as possible. Let us do our job. Go and enjoy your vacation. It's now our problem.
Good advice. My last question now, real last question. So you say 96 hours, is that when you notify them or is that when the bag or when your flight arrives?
96 hours from when the flight without the bag arrived. We
Wow.
have the clock starts ticking from that flight arrival time to when the bag arrives at the airport on what's called a forwarding flight on its new flight.
That's incredible. I mean, so you could wait to 23 hours, before to contact you and let you know, say my bag didn't show up, and then There's only like, what is it, 71 hours left to go?
You can do that, as in according to the letters of the rule,
Right,
but why
right.
waste time? Notify
Exactly.
us immediately. There's a very high chance that your bag is sitting somewhere pending correct information or awaiting someone to tell them whether it really needs to go to that specific airport, or are you sure that this is your bag but it doesn't match up or something? Don't waste those 23 hours. Tell us straight away. Let us have the opportunity to check your file, query any misinformation, correct what needs to be corrected. Perhaps the airline has a question for you that we can relay to the customer. So don't wait till the 23 hours. You want your bag quickly. Hey, it
Right.
could be on the next flight in 3 hours' time. We could even tell you that it's arriving already. Why wait 23 hours for us to tell you, hey, it arrived yesterday morning?
Well, I mean, it sounds too good to be true, which is crazy. But I've read about it. I know it has high remarks or high marks from and ratings from other reputable companies. So I'm impressed.
We do our best to make people smile, happy, and get their bags back really, really quickly, just for $5 round trip. And as I said, I came as a customer and then started working for the company because our team has found bags for me quite a few times just in the last few months.
Well, thank you again, and I'll see you on the road.
Yes, I will. Keep well. Thanks, Johnny.
Take care.
Bye bye.